This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Thursday morning to you. Hope you're doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the state, the county, the country. Appreciate y'all. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. And shout out to all my people listening to bed right now, getting their mind right before they got to head out to work this morning. Go ahead and get up if you got to get up. Don't be late. Go ahead and do what you got to do. Handle your business. But appreciate you tuning in here. Got a lot to get into on a Thursday. Obviously, we are going to start to get into the X's and O's when it comes to Georgia and Alabama, when it comes to the Falcons and the Jets as well. So a lot to get into this morning. Take a look at Thursday Night Football, too. Should be a pretty intriguing matchup. And going to talk a lot of football here on this Thursday, starting with the Atlanta Falcons, because this is a game where they're taking on the Jets on the road, possibly be a little cold, maybe a little bit rainy. This is, again, a game where the Falcons, they're going to have to keep it simple, stupid. They're going to have to play to their strength, which is running the football, getting back to their roots, running the football. And really, again, we talked about this yesterday. I don't know. It's not going to be as simple as copying and pasting the offensive game plan you had against the Saints last Sunday, but I want to see something very similar. I want to see something very, very similar to what the Falcons did last week against the Saints. Getting back to the run, having a good mix of Cordarrelle Patterson, Bijan Robinson, Tyler Algier. I want to see them all out there. And, two, I want to see Desmond Ridder using his legs some, too, because that definitely opened up the offense as well. And you could tell this made the Saints be accountable for Desmond Ridder, and they had to account for every single player on that football field when they were on defense last Sunday. So I want to see all the guys out there running. And we'll let you hear from Arthur Smith. He was on with Dukes and Bell yesterday. We'll let you hear from him in about 16 minutes or so. So for me, the Falcons game plan, again, is pretty simple. Don't overthink it. Yes, you're going to have to incorporate some passes. Yes, you're going to have to be balanced just like you do in every single football game. But at the end of the day, if the Jets, who, by the way, they have a good defensive front, there are no slouches on that defensive front. We talked about Will McDonald, Quinnen Williams, Quincy Williams, CJ Mosley. We talked about them all yesterday. Gave them their flowers yesterday. But at the end of the day, the numbers are the numbers. 31st ranked rush defense. Now, I talked about this. The Morning Shift talked about this. Everybody talked about this yesterday, too. There are some reasons why their rush defense is so bad. One, their rush defense isn't good. That's the simple one. It's not that great. Two, a lot of teams aren't afraid to go away from the running game because they know the Jets' offense has been struggling, obviously, without Aaron Rodgers. Zach Wilson has been Zach Wilson, and now they've moved on to Tim Boyle. They know that Jets' offense isn't going to explode for a 25 or 30 or 40 burger on the defense. So they know opposing offenses going against the Jets' defense know that, hey, we can continue with the running game. We don't have to get away from the run game. Even if we get down 3 or 7, it's not like the Jets are going to pull away. The opposing offenses aren't scared of the Jets pulling away from them because of their offense. They aren't intimidated by the Jets offense. So they know they can stick with the running game. So the Jets defense, as a result of that, plays the run a lot. And they end up giving a lot of rushing yards because teams are running the ball throughout the duration of the game. There's no point in the game where teams are getting away from the running game. And so when you have teams that are constantly running the ball at you, you're going to give up more yards. If teams are running the ball more against you, you're going to give up more rushing yards. It's simple. Simple cause and effect. But the other part of it, too, is when the Jets get down, like they have in a lot of these games, obviously, when you get down, teams are going to run the ball to try and milk clock. And again, that goes into teams just sticking with the run game against the Jets all game long and them giving up more rush yards because of it. So, again, there are outliers and there are reasons. It's not as simple as the Jets' run defense is so bad. That's why they're 31st in the National Football League when it comes to run defense. There are other reasons behind it, too. Now, that doesn't all that much matter to me. What matters to me is you're a team that runs the football at a high level and showed us last Sunday just how well and just how effective your running game could be. And again, that's no slouch that you ran for 228 yards against in that Saints defense. They got some good players on that defense. Obviously, Cam Jordan usually lights up the Falcons. Luckily, they were able to keep him under control because Caleb McGarry, Chris Lindstrom ate his lunch, breakfast, and dinner all day long on Sunday. So, to me, it's not so much about the Jets' rush defense being bad. And look, again, that's part of it for sure. But the main thing to me is that's what you do well. That is what we are as a team offensively, a team that runs the football and is good running the football. We have offensive linemen that excel at run blocking. So don't get away from what's working. Arthur Smith, whatever you said to the offensive line, and he did confirm that he said something. He gave them some sort of pep talk. He challenged them in some sort of way. Whatever you did, whatever you said, I need you to say it somehow again and carry that same message and make sure that those five guys on the offensive line, Jake Matthews, Matthew Bergeron, Drew Dahlman, Chris Lindstrom, and Caleb McGarry, make sure all those guys are coming with that same energy this Sunday against the Jets in New York. Make sure they come in with that same attitude, that same grit, that same grime, that same attitude that they had against the Saints. I need to see that savagery, that willingness to just go hit somebody in the mouth and get pancake after pancake after pancake on the offensive line. I need to see all that on Sunday as well, period. So, again, to me, it's not so much about the Jets not being a good run defense. It's about the Falcons should be able, and at times this year, including last week, have shown that they can run the football against any defense. Doesn't matter if they're good, they're bad, they're fast, they're big, don't matter. The Falcons can find a way to run the ball on you if they are playing at their best. So that's what it's really all about to me when we talk about the Falcons being able to get the running game going on Sunday. And look, of course, offensively, like I said, you're going to have to be able to move the ball to Desmond Ridder. You hope he's able to not have any turnovers. And luckily, the Falcons defense was able to bounce back. Jesse Bates, by the way, NFC Defensive Player of the Week, as we all know he was going to be, with the pick six, forced fumble, 12 tackles. I mean, he was making plays left and right and gave the Falcons 6 points by his darn self. So, of course, we know that the Falcons defense is going to have to put together another good outing, because the Jets, they're going, one way or another, they're going to find a way to get Breece Hall the ball, whether it's through the air, on the ground, screen game. I mean, they're going to find a way to get Breece Hall the ball. You got to find a way to stop Breece Hall, find a way to stop Garrett Wilson too. And like I was saying, offensively for the Falcons, Desmond Ridder going to have to limit his turnovers, because I'm not willing to make the bet that the Falcons can have two turnovers again and win the football game. Now they might be able to, because again, this Jets offense is not great. So you might be able to bounce back from that, but I'd rather not. I'd rather the Falcons not have to worry about that. I'd rather the Falcons find a way to not turn the ball over and just, you know, have a complete game, play well on defense, play well on offense, and not have to worry about bouncing back from turnovers, and the defense not have to worry about playing a short field because we turn the ball over in the red zone or whatever it may be. I just rather that not have to be a thing. But obviously it's going to be all the games from here on out are important with the position the Falcons are in. No breathing room in the NFC South. You just are ahead of the Saints because you got the tiebreaker and you're undefeated in the division. Y'all have the same record, but obviously you beat them head-to-head and you're undefeated in the division. So that's why you have that lead in the NFC South. So every game is important, and hopefully the Falcons can find themselves on the winning end on Sunday and string a couple of wins together and keep this good momentum going, keep the good juju going, keep the good vibes going around the city of Atlanta too, because it just felt like so much more of a, I don't necessarily know if I want to say a peaceful week, but the vibes have just been much more immaculate with the Falcons coming off a victory. Everything just is better when the Falcons win and all the Atlanta sports teams win, but especially the Atlanta Falcons. So hopefully they get themselves a W. And like I said, we'll start to I'll let you hear from Arthur Smith as he joined Dukes and Bell for his weekly visit on Wednesdays, as he always does. Arnold and Katie joined the fellas as well, too. So we'll let you hear some of that coming up here in about 5 minutes. And Arthur Smith talked about the Jets. He talked about the myth surrounding Bijan Robinson and, you know, how people think he is trying to save Bijan Robinson and, you know, his carries and all that. He addressed that. He also talked about Desmond Ridder and his ability to bounce back. I thought his answer on that was really good. So we're going to let you hear all about that coming up next. Another player spoke to the media as well. So we'll give you plenty of Falcon sound throughout the rest of the show. So hang tight. We'll let you hear from Arthur Smith, Andre Bicchetti, and more right here on the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Thursday. Right here on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Jungle Beats, holla at me.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Thursday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers as well. Shout out to all the first responders, the early gym goers. All my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to all of y'all. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. And shout out to all my people listening to bed right now, too, because I know you're out there. Go ahead and get up. Don't be late. Make it happen this morning. But obviously been talking a lot about the Atlanta Falcons as we continue to preview their upcoming matchup with the New York Jets in Jersey this Sunday. Make sure, by the way, you're tuned in to the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game this Sunday and every single Sunday for every single Atlanta Falcons football game. Coverage getting you started at 9 a.m. No different than any other Falcons football game. Wait for a tailgate show 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. with John Fricke, Joe Patrick, Harper LaBelle. Then 11 to 1. That's when the Falcons Radio Network has you covered. Chris Goforth, Mike Johnson taking up to 1 o'clock. And that's when Wes Durham and Dave Archer are going to bring you all the action of Falcons and Jets. And then right after, you got the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network post-game show with Chris Goforth and Mike Johnson as well. And then the Falcons flyover. We actually do have a Falcons flyover this Sunday. Rob Tribble wasn't able to have a Falcons flyover last Sunday because of the Hawks playing on Sunday, but I believe the Hawks do not play this Sunday, and that means you'll be able to react to the Falcons and Jets game with your boy Rob Tribble. All right, Falcons, as we talked about, continuing to prepare for the New York Jets. Arthur Smith talked to Dukes and Bell this week, as he does every single Wednesday. He talked to the fellas yesterday, and the first thing I want you to hear Arthur Smith talk about is what we've been talking about a lot, and that's on the Jets' run defense. And he also talked about, when the guys were asking about the Jets' run defense, he talked about how they have to be ready for the Jets to try and take away the Falcons' strength as well, too. So he knows that the Jets know that they're probably going to try to run the football against them, and the Jets are going to try and be ready to take away the Falcons' strength on Sunday, which is running the ball. And here's Arthur Smith talking about that.
The way people want to attack, and a lot of sometimes numbers can get skewed about who they're playing, and you know, teams try to air it out, or you know, whatever their philosophy is. I don't think it's going to be a secret if you look at the last two games, and they got good coaches, they got smart players. I mean, I'm sure they're working a lot of run fits.
Right.
You know, everybody tries to take away the team's strengths, or what they see, you know, is trending right there. So that's kind of the game. I mean, we got to play well. I'm not saying I'm going to get a game plan and be ready to adjust, but we got to go up there and win this game. We got to play well up front.
They definitely have to play well up front again, and that will bring me to my next piece of sound that I want you guys to hear. This one coming from Matthew Bergeron, the rookie. He talked about how Arthur Smith challenged the offensive line to run the ball last week, presenting them the same challenge this week, and he talked about how they're going to be up for the task just like they were last week. So here's rookie Matthew Bergeron talking about the offensive line being up for the challenge last week, and guess what? He says they're going to be up for the challenge this week, too.
I mean, he made it clear that he wanted to run the football, and it was on us to, you know, make it happen. Like I said, he has a lot of trust in those guys. You know, Jake played a lot of football, Chris as well. He's one of the best in the league. So, you know, he put it on us to make it happen, and that's what we did. And like I said, we got the same approach every week, no matter what anybody says. You know, what we're trying to get after every week. So it's going to be the same thing next week, next game.
Going to be the same thing this week. I hope so, because, again, the way that offensive line was mauling, eating the breakfast, lunch, and dinner of that Saints defensive line last week, I need to see that again. I need that same energy again, fellas, and hopefully we get that. How do we get that? Well, Chris Lindstrom actually answered that question for us yesterday as well. He talked about how this offensive line builds upon that performance that they had last week against the Saints and how they carry that and continue that success into the Jets game this week.
Keeping it rolling, just keep it going, and we train the same way every single day. That's the great part. Like Alex Mack and Jake were great role models for me, and they said being a good offensive lineman is really boring. You do the same thing over and over and over again, and just doing that, taking pride in it, and you know, just we got a great group of guys, and are excited to go out there and compete.
Just got to stay prideful. Got to continue to have pride in what you're doing, and going out there and putting on a show. So. There's Chris Lindstrom talking about that, but it is not all on the the offensive line, of course. The running backs got to be on their A game too, and they were on their A game last week. Bijan Robinson, Cordell Patterson, Tyler Algier, all running hard, making moves, making guys miss, getting yards after contact. Cordell Patterson ran over two jokers last week. And we saw the energy from him, and that was a very good emotion and energy to see from Cordell Patterson. So Bijan Robinson, he also spoke to the media yesterday. He talked about the rotation of running backs these Falcons have.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the fresh legs. Just the, like when you have fresh legs and, you know, you have CP out there and me out there at the same time, and they don't know who to stop or who to look at or who's going to get the ball. And then you got Ty coming in and, you know, being the hammer that he is, like it takes a lot of different. And then we have three different running styles. So you don't know what you're going to get when we're out there, and you got to prepare for so many different things. And then when you have the O-line blocking, how they're blocking and how they just dominate it, like then it really we love it, and it helps us a lot as offense. But then, you know, as a defense, you gotta, you know, see, you know, what's gonna happen, who's gonna come, because we're trying to roll. So having those three different style runners and, you know, all downhill type of guys and all 220 plus, like, it's something that really really helps us out.
That's a great point by Bijan Robinson, by the way. All of those guys definitely do have different running styles. Cordell Patterson and Tyler Algier are a little bit similar, but Bijan Robinson, while he is definitely a guy that can, as Wes Durham says, make you miss in a phone booth, he'll still get up to full speed, run in between the tackles, and go put a hit on you. He'll still go put a lick on you, you feel me? But he is a guy who you could say is maybe just slightly more finesse, slightly more make you miss with a juke move, run by you, then Cordell Patterson and Tyler Algier are a little bit more similar when they'll run through you. Like, they'll put a hit on you and keep it pushing. We saw Tyler Algier and Cordell Patterson do that last week. I just talked about Cordell Patterson running over two jokers, two Saints last week, and keeping it moving, just boom, boom. And we love that style. But he makes a great point when it's like, all those guys do have different running styles. Again, we talked about Bijan Robinson being, you know, a guy that can, you know, be a little bit more finesse if he needs to, but also be physical. Tyler Algier, he's got some sneaky good speed, but he's going to seek out contact, and he's going to run over you, stiff arm you, then keep it going. And Cordell Patterson, I mean, he's just a bulldozer, just boom, 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 running right through you. But he also gets north very quickly and gets he tries to get to his top speed quickly as well. So, again, they're all different, but they're all similar, too. Not one of them running backs are afraid to be physical, and that is the beauty of it, too. And they're all big guys, too. Bijan, I mean, he is very, very built up, cut up. Tyler Algier, we know he's big. He can run over somebody. And Cordell Patterson is a big guy, too. Like Bijan said, all 220-plus, and neither – again, none of our running backs are afraid to run in between the tackles and get their hands dirty and run over somebody if they need to, but they all have the ability to make you miss, especially Bijan, and they can run around you too with their speed, all still have good speed. So they're all similar, but all different at the same time, and that's what makes them so effective in being able to switch those guys in and out. Like Bijan said, being able to be in a running back rotation where they all can keep fresh legs is such a big key, too, because when you get down to the end of the game, those guys, they aren't getting tired. They're getting better. They're getting into a rhythm because they've been able to stay fresh. And then when you get to the fourth quarter, that's when they're at their best because they're just starting to get lathered up. They're starting to get warmed up, and they're ready to go even when it gets late in the ball game. So that is the definite luxury of having three very, very good backs and three guys who can run the football at a very effective level. And speaking of those guys, let's talk about one guy in particular. That's Cordarrelle Patterson. Chris Lindstrom talked about Cordarrelle Patterson's energy, and I mentioned the fact that he really showed a lot of emotion. That was probably the most emotion we've seen from Cordarrelle Patterson in a minute when he ran over those two Saints, and he was just hyped up. He was hyped up as soon as the play ended, and he was hyped all the way back to the sideline. And Chris Lindstrom talking about Cordarrelle Patterson's energy here and how the offense feeds off his energy.
Yeah, the energy and the passion that CP runs with, I think you feed off of it. You know, no matter how tired you are, if it's, you know, the second play or the eighth play of a drive, you see that kind of intensity from him. You know, he's giving everything, and you know every single, you know, one of those guys on the offense is. And so that just, you know, no matter how you're feeling in that moment, you know, you got to give it everything you got for those guys. And so when you see effort and physicality like that, I think that's kind of what it speaks to. It's like, all right, you know, that guy's putting out right now. We gotta keep it going.
And that's so true too. In any sport, if you play the sport, whether it's football, basketball, when you have a teammate that has that type of energy that Cordarrelle Patterson had on Sunday, when you have a teammate that's on the type of time that Cordarrelle Patterson was on Sunday, you can't help but be excited right with him. You can't help but match his energy. It's contagious. So when you see Cordarrelle Patterson running over two jokers, then getting up, being hype, like Chris Lindstrom was saying, then you can't help but be hype too. You can't help but match that energy no matter how tired you are, like Chris was saying. That just gives you an extra boost of energy. It's a morale booster for sure. And, you know, Arthur Smith always talks about having the right guys on the team, you know, off the field as well too, but on the field, having a dude like that most certainly helps. So it just goes to show that, you know, even though Cordarrelle Patterson has had his ups and downs and he's gotten to maybe a little bit of a slower start on the field this season, that what he can provide on the field, as we saw on Sunday, and what he can provide off the field as well, is so vital to this team. So hopefully Cordarrelle Patterson is very much in the mix this week like he was last week, because, I mean, again, too, he showed you. He still got it. He still got gas left in the tank. He can still run over jokers. He can still run around jokers, and he can still be effective in the running game if you need him to be, and he can be effective in the passing game as well. Just a playmaker, Cordarrelle Patterson is. We got plenty of playmakers on offense. However, when we come back about 5 minutes from now, let's focus on the defense. Honored Ebbett Cady talked to Dukes and Bell yesterday. Jesse Bates, the reigning NFC Defensive Player of the Week, talked about being honored to receive that award. And we got more for you as well, too. So let's focus a little bit on the defense. Been talking a lot about the offense of the Falcons. Let's focus on the defense. What you hear again from Honored Ebbett Cady, Jesse Bates, and more. We'll talk a little Georgia on the back end as well. Just getting going here on the Hometown Take, but also kind of rounded it out as well. That's how it goes down. We'll be back in 5 minutes talking some more Falcons, talking some dogs as well in 5 minutes right here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Thursday morning. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters, early morning, late night, Uber and Lyft drivers, early morning, late night, limo drivers out there, my first responders, my early gym goers, my people already at work or on their way to work, and all my people listening to bed right now too. As we are moving right along here on a Thursday edition of the Hometown Take, been talking a lot about the Atlanta Falcons, starting to preview what's going down against the New York Jets on Sunday in New Jersey, because they don't technically, even though they're New York Jets, they don't play in New York. I believe MetLife Stadium is in New Jersey. But anywho, that is besides the point. We've been talking about the offense a lot and how the Falcons offense really needs to keep that same energy, basically. What you did Sunday against the Saints, the way you ran the ball, the way the offensive line played, the way the running backs ran, the way Desmond Ridder used his legs at times too. Just keep that same energy. Again, game plan isn't going to be the exact same, but I hope to see something similar. So we've been talking a lot about that. So I want to switch over to the defense now. And first and foremost, we got to talk about that bad man. Jesse Bates was named the NFC Defensive Player of the Week this week, rightfully so. Obviously had that huge pick six that really turned the tide for the Atlanta Falcons, really put all the momentum on the side of the Falcons, had that very, very heady, just a savvy veteran play, punching the ball out from Taysom Hill. Falcons recovered that, turned it into a 95-yard touchdown drive to help extend their lead. So Jesse Bates just all over the field making plays, had a handful of tackles as well. So let's give the man Jesse Bates some love as he rightfully deserves. Here's Jesse Bates talking about being Defensive Player of the Week this week.
It's something that Art put on the presentation this morning. It's pretty cool to see it. It's a great honor, not just for me, but for this team, for this community, and what we want to be about, and that's the best. It's just a great honor of, making some good plays, but that's not possible without my teammates and all the other 10 guys that's on the field with me.
There you go, Jesse. Give all the credit to everybody else, even though we know you deserve it. Veteran move. I like it. But that's what you're supposed to say. Supposed to build up your teammates in the good, and then, you take some of the blame and take pressure off your teammates during the bad times as well. So Jesse Bates, worth every penny. One of the best safeties in the league. And I sure am happy that he is wearing a Falcons uniform these days. Again, great job, Terry. Way to get him here, Terry, because he has been, like we said, worth every single penny. Man, I'm sorry. Y'all know I get distracted watching the TV sometimes. I just saw this omelet. It's like a paid programming or whatever, or a commercial on one of these long commercials on NFL Network. They're, advertising these great non-stick pans, and they just show this omelet. That omelet look real smackable, real good. But anywho, that's just my early morning stomach talking. Getting back to the Atlanta Falcons defense, we know Arthur Smith joins Dukes and Bell every single week, every single Wednesday, talk about what happened last week, the week before, and then looking ahead to the next game as well. But they also get a player, and that player was Arnold Ebiketie this week. And Arnold Ebiketie has quietly had a very productive season. I believe he's at 4.5 sacks now. So he really is starting to come into his own and doing his thing. And he, while with Dukes and Bell, he talked about the Jets' offense and what he thinks they're going to plan to do and what the defense's game plan is going to be against the Jets this Sunday. Here's AK.
Overall, we know, that's a team that's going to be play fast, physical. That's kind of what they represent. It's actually funny because back when I was coming out of college and I went to the Senior Bowl, the Jet was kind of the team coaching the Senior Bowl. So the ammo the whole time was like all gas, no breaks.
Just yeah. Robert Saleh, yeah.
Rolling and playing fast. So we know that's what they're going to bring to the table. And like I said, for us, it really comes down to playing our game. We just bringing the energy, playing fast, affecting the quarterback. That's really what it's going going to come down to. We have to stop the run because we know Bryce Hall and Dalvin Cook, they're going to try to run the ball. So stop the run and go hunt the quarterback. That's kind of our ammo.
I love it. I love it, AK. Talk to me nice, baby. Stop the run, then go hunt the quarterback. I love to hear it because that really is what the Falcons have to do in a nutshell. And I mean, I know you can say that for every week, but this week especially because the Jets are going to use Breece Hall in every single way that they can. With obviously not having Aaron Rodgers and having the struggles at quarterback that they've had this entire season since Aaron Rodgers went down on, what, the fourth offensive play of the Jets season, they have been using Breece Hall and using him a lot. He has really been the heart, soul, engine, straw that stirs the drink. He's been all that for their offense this season, and that will continue on Sunday. I do have to say that I believe he was limited in practice yesterday. I think he had a back issue. I have to relook that up to be sure. But either way it goes, Breece Hall, if he's in there, which I am guessing right about now, even being limited in practice, he's going to be in there. He is going to be a huge part of their offense. So first and foremost, you got to limit Breece Hall, whether he is catching screen passes, whether they're just handing the ball off to him, doesn't matter. If Breece Hall gets the ball, you got to make sure you stop him because he is a big play waiting to happen. So you got to limit Breece Hall first and foremost, and you also have to, again, make sure you put pressure on Tim Boyle, who is going to be the starter this week, and make sure you make him feel as uncomfortable as possible. So AK spitting facts there, obviously. Want to let you hear one more from Arnold Ebiketie too, and I like the way Dukes and Bell framed this because the Falcons' defense was really, really locked down, really tight. I mean, they were keeping this Falcons' offense in games while Falcons' offense was starting off slow and, you know, having a little bit of trouble scoring points. This Falcons defense was locked down. Then when they went through that, you know, three-game losing streak, obviously they went on a little bit of a skid defensively. They were giving up some explosive plays, and they had a nice reset after the bye week, obviously not allowing New Orleans to get into the end zone. Five field goals, only gave New Orleans 15 points, only allowed 15 points to New Orleans last week. So Dukes and Bell asked Arnold Ebiketie, what was the message Ryan Nielsen gave the defense coming out of the bye week? And here's what the AK had to say.
Then the message really, it really came down to us. It was all about us. Kind of not beating ourselves, because when you go down and break down the film, it wasn't that we was getting beat or the defense wasn't good enough. It was just us not communicating enough, just not being in the right spot where we were supposed to be, or missing tackle, or allowing explosive plays. So really it came down to us, focusing on us, playing the defense that we know we can play, and it's kind of what was the turnaround.
There you go. Getting back to being them, getting back to the salty Falcons defense we know that they can be, and hopefully we see some of that on Sunday. Real quick, Georgia, Alabama, we'll start. We'll definitely talk more about that tomorrow, give you more of a preview tomorrow. Just to give you a quick look ahead and what I want to get into about that tomorrow, how should Georgia defensively play Jalen Milroe? That's what I really want to get into tomorrow. A quick 30-second thought on that. I know he is developed as a passer. I know that he obviously made that huge throw on 4th and 31. I know he is a good deep ball passer as well, but I still think as far as how you play Jalen Milroe, I still think you keep him in the pocket. I still think you force him to be a passer and make him beat you with his arm. And obviously, you don't want to give him enough time to throw deep balls. And I think Georgia should do a good job pressuring him, so that won't have to be an issue. But for as far as what Georgia should do defensively against Jalen Milroe, keep him in the pocket, pressure him within the pocket, don't let him roll out, and think they should be fine. But we'll get more into that and sink our teeth in more into that topic tomorrow. Because as of right now, we got to talk to the morning shift. Bo Morgan, Tiffany Blackman, Mike Johnson. Got to see what they got up for a Thursday edition of the Morning Shift, and we will wrap things up here on a Thursday edition of the Hometown Take. That's coming up next right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Thursday morning. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters, early morning, late night, Uber and Lyft drivers, early morning, late night, limo drivers out there, my first responders, my early gym goers, my people already at work or on their way to work, and all my people listening to bed right now too. As we are moving right along here on a Thursday edition of the Hometown Take. Been talking a lot about the Atlanta Falcons, starting to preview what's going down against the New York Jets on Sunday in New Jersey, because they don't technically, even though they're New York Jets, they don't play in New York. I believe MetLife Stadium is in New Jersey. But anywho, that is besides the point. We've been talking about the offense a lot and how the Falcons offense really needs to keep that same energy, basically. What you did Sunday against the Saints, the way you ran the ball, the way the offensive line played, the way the running backs ran, the way Desmond Ridder used his legs at times too. Just keep that same energy. Again, game plan isn't going to be the exact same, but I hope to see something similar. So we've been talking a lot about that. So I want to switch over to the defense now. And first and foremost, we got to talk about that bad man, Jesse Bates. Was named the NFC Defensive Player of the Week this week. Rightfully so. Obviously had that huge pick six that really turned the tide for the Atlanta Falcons. Really put all the momentum on the side of the Falcons. Had that very, very heady, just a savvy veteran play, punching the ball out from Taysom Hill. Falcons recovered that, turned it into a 95-yard touchdown drive to help extend their lead. So Jesse Bates just all over the field making plays, had a handful of tackles as well. So let's give the man Jesse Bates some love, as he rightfully deserves. Here's Jesse Bates talking about being Defensive Player of the Week this week.
That Art put on the presentation this morning. It's pretty cool to see it. It's a great honor, not just for me, but for this team, for this community, and what we want to be about, and that's the best. I think it's just a great honor of, making some good plays, but that's not possible without my teammates and all the other 10 guys that's on the field with me.
There you go, Jesse. Give all the credit to everybody else, even though we know you deserve it. Veteran move. I like it. But that's what you're supposed to say. Supposed to build up your teammates in the good, and then, you take some of the blame and take pressure off your teammates during the bad times as well. So Jesse Bates, worth every penny. One of the best safeties in the league, and I sure am happy that he is wearing a Falcons uniform these days. Again, great job, Terry. Way to get him here, Terry, because – he has been, like we said, worth every single penny. Man, I'm sorry. Y'all know I get distracted watching the TV sometimes. I just saw this omelet. It's like a paid programming or whatever, or a commercial on this long, one of these long commercials on NFL Network. They're, advertising these great nonstick pans, and they just show this omelet. That omelet looked real smackable, real good. But anywho, that's just my early morning stomach talking. Getting back to the Atlanta Falcons defense, we know Arthur Smith joins Dukes and Bell every single week, every single Wednesday, talk about what happened last week, the week before, and then looking ahead to the next game as well. But they also get a player, and that player was Arnold Ebiketie this week. And Arnold Ebiketie has quietly had a very productive season. I believe he's at 4.5 sacks now. So he really is starting to come into his own and doing his thing. And he, while with Dukes and Bell, he talked about the Jets offense and what he thinks they're going to plan to do and what the defense's game plan is going to be against the Jets this Sunday. Here's AK.
Overall, we know, that's a team that's going to be play fast, physical. That's kind of what they represent. It's actually funny because back when I was coming out of college and I went to the Senior Bowl, the Jet was kind of the team coaching the Senior Bowl. So the ammo the whole time was like all gas, no breaks.
Just yeah. Robert Saleh, yeah.
Rolling and playing fast. So we know that's what they're going to bring to the table. And like I said, for us, it really comes down to playing our game. We just bringing the energy, playing fast, affecting the quarterback. That's really what it's going to come down to. We have to stop the runs because we know Bryce Hall and Dalvin Cook, they're going to try to run the ball. So stop the run and go hunt the quarterback. That's kind of our ammo.
I love it, AK. Talk to me nice, baby. Stop the run, then go hunt the quarterback. I love to hear it because that really is what the Falcons have to do in a nutshell. And I know you can say that for every week, but this week especially because the Jets are going to use Breece Hall in every single way that they can, with obviously not having Aaron Rodgers and having the struggles at quarterback that they've had this entire season since Aaron Rodgers went down on the fourth offensive play of the Jets season. They have been using Breece Hall and using him a lot. He has really been the heart, soul, engine, straw that stirs the drink. He's been all that for their offense this season, and that will continue on Sunday. I do have to say that I believe he was limited in practice yesterday. I think he had a back issue. I have to relook that up to be sure. But either way it goes, Breece Hall, if he's in there, which I am guessing right about now, even being limited in practice, he's going to be in there. He is going to be a huge part of their offense. So first and foremost, you got to limit Breece Hall, whether he is catching screen passes, whether they're just handing the ball off to him, doesn't matter. If Breece Hall gets the ball, you got to make sure you stop him because he is a big play waiting to happen. So you got to limit Breece Hall first and foremost, and you also have to, again, make sure you put pressure on Tim Boyle, who is going to be the starter this week, and make sure you make him feel as uncomfortable as possible. So AK spitting facts there, obviously. Want to let you hear one more from Arnold Ebiketie too, and I like the way Dukes and Bell framed this because the Falcons' defense was really, really locked down, really tight. I mean, they were keeping this Falcons offense in games while Falcons offense was starting off slow and, you know, having a little bit of trouble scoring points. This Falcons defense was locked down. Then when they went through that, you know, three-game losing streak, obviously they went on a little bit of a skid defensively. They were giving up some explosive plays, and they had a nice reset after the bye week, obviously not allowing New Orleans to get into the end zone. Five field goals, only gave New Orleans 15 points, only allowed 15 points to New Orleans last week. So Dukes and Bell asked Arnold Ebiketie, what was the message Ryan Nielsen gave the defense coming out of the bye week? And here's what AK had to say.
Then the message really, it really came down to us. It was all about us. Kind of not beating ourselves, because when you go down and break down the film, it wasn't that we was getting beat or the defense wasn't good enough. It was just us not communicating enough, just not being in the right spot where we were supposed to be, or missing tackle, or allowing explosive plays. So really it came down to us focusing on us, playing the defense that we know we can play, and it's kind of what was the turnaround.
There you go. Getting back to being them. Getting back to the salty Falcons defense we know that they can be, and hopefully we see some of that on Sunday. Real quick, Georgia, Alabama, we'll start. We'll definitely talk more about that tomorrow, give you more of a preview tomorrow. Just to give you a quick look ahead and what I want to get into about that tomorrow, how should Georgia defensively play Jalen Milroe? That's what I really want to get into tomorrow. A quick 30-second thought on that. I know he is developed as a passer. I know that he obviously made that huge throw on 4th and 31. I know he is a good deep ball passer as well, but I still think as far as how you play Jalen Milroe, I still think you keep him in the pocket. I still think you force him to be a passer and make him beat you with his arm. And obviously you don't want to give him enough time to throw deep balls, and I think Georgia should do a good job pressuring him, so that won't have to be an issue. But for as far as what Georgia should do defensively against Jalen Milroe, keep him in the pocket, pressure him within the pocket, and don't let him roll out, and think they should be fine. But we'll get more into that and sink our teeth in more into that topic tomorrow, because as of right now, we got to talk to the morning shift. Bo Morgan, Tiffany Blackman, Mike Johnson. Got to see what they got up for a Thursday edition of the Morning Shift, and we will wrap things up here on a Thursday edition of the Hometown Take. That's coming up next right here on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.